Yes. All right, everybody. Okay, y'all, welcome to Cocktails with Kia and Friends tonight. And tonight we are discussing the brotherhood dynamic.
Stop.
Sorry. And Creed 3.
I'm sorry.
I'm just keep it real. I just had to calm down my dog.
No, you good?
Yeah. So, but the brotherhood dynamic in Creed 3. Okay. So I'm the main host, Kia. And I'll go ahead and let everyone else introduce themselves. We have our special male guest tonight, Chris and Preemie.
Yo, Preemie.
Chris, hello.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay. Preemie, good tonight.
What's up, man?
Hey,
I just watched Creed last night just for you. You know?
I'm happy you got a start. I mean,
it's fresh on you. It's fresh on my mind.
It's on my mind.
Top right in the front.
Yeah, at the top of the tippity top. Okay, go ahead. We have April.
Hey, y'all. How y'all been?
Beautiful co-host, April. We have Shay.
Hey, good night.
Abe. And then Tutu, honey.
Hey, y'all. Hey, everyone.
Yes. Tutu, I know you concocted a cocktail. Would you care to share?
Listen, so tonight's cocktail was, I thought it was going to be something just special and everything, but we've been having all this rain in South Florida. We got the Red Sea going on down here. Ooh. We need Moses to come part the way. So I couldn't get to the store. I used what I had at home. So I'm going to call this one my 1-2 punch. So I used cognac. I used Hennessy. I used triple sec.
Jeez.
Grenadine and mango twist juice and a splash of lime. So
you play too much.
You are?
No. Oh, I just had this around the house.
But you know, I just had things around the house. I didn't have time to, go get anything special. I just had
that sounds things. It sounds over delightful.
Turning up behind us.
It is refreshing. Sounds good. I need some.
And I'll go ahead and drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers, honey. Anyone else have a cocktail?
No cocktail, just one.
Hydration. What is that, Preemie?
That's water, man.
Oh.
It's, okay. This is my,
you need to be more like you and drink water. I like that jug.
Yeah, I was like, is there a special jug?
It's real American, you know what I'm saying? Real American jug. It got little pockets for my phone. My girl.
Okay,
like
that's
it,
what I see. A pocket. Oh, pocket.
She don't like it.
She talking about it's a waste of money. She was tripping, you know what I'm saying? But,
Anything can go in there. What more than this water?
You can go running with that.
That's what I'm saying. Tutu, I'm gonna get you one because last time I was with you, you was making drinks. You had me screaming into a microphone about tacos, so. You probably need to drink more water.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, man. No more.
Oh,
drinks,
he came for you, Tutu. You're going to let him come.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He just came for you, Tutu.
Tutu drinks too strong, man.
Dang.
Yeah, she don't play.
Period.
That was... Okay.
Tutu, you're going to let him talk about them
heavy. We're still all here to tell the story.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll go ahead and drink to that.
Okay, so from my understanding, the great Michael B. Jordan is the one who produced the movie.
Yes, he did.
This was really, really.
He did good.
He did really good. Debut.
I ain't gonna lie, I miss Rocky, man. I was looking for him in the movie.
I thought he was.
I think they knew it would have diverted too much attention. I don't know.
I like it. Rocky wasn't in it.
They brought
Drago was there, and I was like, okay,
everybody.
I'm cool with Rocky not being in it. It was enough white folk in the movie already, so
dang, you know what,
Preemie,
I can't.
But I'm just being real, we had Rocky. Rocky was, a good, three, four,
Rocky
five.
Rocky would have been the voice of reason, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what was it?
He would have been like,
so he would have talked some sense to him, Asante.
Wait,
just leave him in
Rocky,
that's where
Rocky, first two movies now.
What Rocky finna do with a street nigga?
Rocky is a street dude, man.
Rocky ain't no street nigga, man.
He's from the streets of New York.
He definitely wasn't gonna listen to no old white man, dog, I'm telling you. Okay. Rocky had no place in that movie.
You're OG, man.
He almost died in the last one. So, like, they lucky he even
said that. That's why I thought that they would have probably died.
Rocky ain't lose no fights.
He absolutely lost.
Huh?
I think they tried to spotlight other individuals.
He lost to Apollo the first fight.
Yeah, yeah, he lost to Apollo.
Okay. But then he got.
But what I don't like is that they didn't explain
there because he didn't want to be in there. He didn't like the direction that Creed was going, and so he opted not to be in there.
He had a problem with it.
He didn't like the direction that Creed was going, which it's very different from Rocky. It's black kid, street kid, building up.
Okay. Like,
situations and issues are different from what Rocky.
Why was he being resistant to the?
I would think it's an evolution. Right.
Well, Rocky looked like Rocky was really trying to make amends with his family. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, y'all. So Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors. Okay, so the first question I have for you guys is, do you feel that Michael B. Jordan was, I'm gonna just straight out with the punch with it, was guilty for the incarceration of Dame?
Guilty for the incarceration?
Not guilty for it, but do you think that he should have felt some sort of guilt for not even, you know, trying to
He was wrong, but he was a teenager. He was wrong for running.
Like, he wrong for running because he was scared.
That's supposed to be your best friend, though.
Go ahead, Premi, and then Chris.
That's supposed to be his best friend. His best friend went to jail and he ain't reach out to him once. He talked about, oh, you know, his mom blocked the letters from coming to jail, but you never went out your way to try to find a way to, like, connect with him. I think it's weird. Like, if my boy go to jail for something, you know, that's kind of my fault, I'm going to make sure that I'm trying to reach out to him, try to talk to him or something. You done went almost 20 years without hollering at him once. So I feel like he wrong.
Absolutely. Okay. Honestly, he right. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, you know, then all those years went by, at least when he made it big, he could at least, you know, like, dang, man, I forgot about this man. Let me make it right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really my fault why he in here. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, if Michael B, had he not pulled on Buddy, Michael B wouldn't even be in the picture today because they was beating the crap out of him. You know what I'm saying? He may not have made it. You know what I mean? So, you can't, listen, brotherhood is very important. You can't forget, if your brother, he took the rap for you, you can't forget about him. You can't, you know, because like I said, man, I understand his anger when he came out of prison. When he came out, you know, he had a chip on his shoulder. And he had every right to have a chip on his shoulder.
Anybody else have a say-so about
So I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Of course, definitely, even if the letters were blocked from the mom, you know, if you had no other way of communicating at that time, you were a kid. My thing is, he was a kid. He was scared. He ran. I don't know, like, God forbid any one of us end up in that situation. it's a matter of fight or flight. Like, do you stay and take the rep with your homie or do you run? So as a kid, he ran. That's all he knew at the time. But that's I do right. Within 20 years, not once trying to find out where he is. There's always a way to reach out and try to find out information about somebody. So yeah, I understand why he came out with a chip on his shoulder. Like you said, Chris, I'd be upset. I'd be upset.
That's many years of building.
Yeah, because it was funny, man, because the man brought him into the house. Like, yeah, oh, man, you living large around here. Huh? In the back of his mind, it's like, dang, boy, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have none of it all. You wouldn't have none of this. You know what I mean? And,
what do you mean? If it wasn't for Dame.
If it wasn't for him.
Going to jail. It probably would just Dame as the world champ.
We not can't him. Say that.
Yes, no, I can no, say I that. Went. Yes, I can say that.
We can't say that.
Oh, you can't.
You don't
say
think
that.
He would have been a boxer if Dame didn't go to jail?
He would have been for dead. Real. So you think that Dame, like, he wouldn't have been a boxer?
Dead. He would have been dead.
Why? Well, I wouldn't think he would be dead, but he probably would just be underneath his.
From the scene itself, because he
you talking about the scene? Oh, okay.
Listen, yeah,
they, because he was. Listen, they was.
He was getting jumped. People get jumped all the time in Survivor.
Yeah, but nah, I feel like somebody had called the police before they even came out there to start jumping him, because them police pulled up a little too fast.
It did.
Like, literally, too quick. Fast. Like,
they wasn't. Yeah, I think it was about the police was already. The police was already.
It's a movie, okay?
It still don't matter. It's a
movie. We go. I mean, can't represent real life.
I'm gonna take y'all. I'm gonna take y'all back to old school, because people used to get jumped back in the days, and the police never showed up. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real here. That was a move. Listen, buddy, hey, you don't know. All it takes is for somebody to stomp on you one time and crush a vertebrae. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If the man ain't come out and pull out on him, them boys would never ran, and he probably wouldn't be the man he is today. Yeah, Michael was wrong. He's supposed to check up on the homie. I understand he was a jit. I understand he was a jit.
Yeah.
But even though you were a jit, that memory don't leave. You know what I'm saying? No matter how old you are, that memory is not going to leave. You remember what was going on at the time.
So you know people repress things, you know, due to trauma. Do you think that because of traumatic situations surrounding Leon, I'm glad Leon was not a molester. I thought it was going to be one of those. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so over this. But but do you think that Adonis just tried to repress everything from his childhood that was struggle to him? I know I'm not making an excuse. I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate as to why he just did not want to be reminded and be face to face with his past. Like, is that something you could understand, or are you still saying it's no excuse?
Hell no.
Okay.
Man, listen, fuck Michael B. Jordan, man. I'm so, I'm not about to.
Wait, what he did? What he did wrong?
Right, okay, tell us how Zandy came on the chest. Didn't he want to get punched on the chest?
Honest, the character. Listen,
my homeboy, you talking about my closest homeboy. That's like me and Dave get into some shit, right? I take off and Dave go to jail.
You're 9 years old.
All right, I don't think there was nine, but even if there was
nine,
let's say they nine, right? Let's say he's 9 years old. Dave been my friend since I was 9 years old. If something happened and me and Dave take off, right? Ain't no way Dave going to jail, and I'm not even trying to call his moms, call his people, the group home, or the courthouse, or the jail, and trying to be like, damn, like I was with this nigga. He literally just gave me money out of his winnings to go do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. He ain't need to pay me. Nigga gave me some money.
Yeah, and that's the detail y'all leaving out right there.
And now I'm supposed to just like forget this nigga and be like, well, I was repressing my problems so my wife and my family would get a better version of me. Nigga, fuck you. Go get your own boy.
You said it. People do that. So you could get a better version of me.
That's absolutely dumb. Go get your homeboy, man.
Until the past shows up though. And slaps you in the face.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And then you have to figure out how you're going to do this, because the version that you presented is not the whole story. And that's the problem. Now you have to face those.
So the character of Dame.
Real street nigga.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
Straight from the street.
He was straight
real street nigga.
Straight gutter, man. Especially was... when he took that title, when he took that title from the Chico. Man, listen.
Real. The nigga fighting.
That was some nasty fighting.
He was cheating all the way through. Was he disrespecting the game, Preemie? On the technicality of if he was fighting properly or not, because you see how everyone was reacting to the dirty fighting that he was doing. How do you feel about that?
There's a lot of fighters that fight like that. I think the only thing that was like clearly illegal was the elbow, but the ref, you know, took the 2 points off. So, I mean, you punch me in the shoulder, you punch me in the shoulder. I mean, that happens all the time. Canelo does it every fight. He punches people in their arms till their arms break. Yeah, I mean, so it's not like
it was that elbow move that he did.
What he did, he weakened the joint. Mm-hmm. He weakened the joint. And the Joker was strong. He had a very strong punch.
Yeah.
The Chico dude was not as big as him, first of all. So, you know, in a real fight, in a real boxing match, those two wouldn't even have fought. You know what I'm saying? But it's a movie. But yeah, he punched, he went after the joint. That's his power move.
That was gonna be my next question, because it seemed, I guess for the sake of the movie, it seemed like
everyone was like, ooh, seemed
like their weights were different.
They look like it hurt.
They were. He was punching the shoulder
joint. That hurt. I didn't hear what she said.
No, yeah. I was saying, like, I know it's for the sake of the movie, but in the real world of boxing, the sizes are different with those two, one being much, much bigger and the other Hispanic, the Mexican dude being much smaller, fight in
It was a heavyweight. It was basically a heavyweight versus a lightweight.
Oh, it was?
Pretty much.
I don't even think in the real world, Drago and Creed would have been in the same fight, right?
Oh no, Drago
was much bigger than Creed in 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in heavyweight, it gets to a certain limit and it's just up. I mean, there is no cap. It's kind of like you hit like two, I think it's like, let's say it's 205 and up. You know what I mean? So you kind of from there.
So
but I would say the Chico, the dude, I forgot his Felix. Name. His name is David Benavidez. He's a real boxer, but he weighs like 170. So clearly you can see like there's a weight difference between them. I don't think in real life that
it would have been
a heavyweight anyways, but yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Why?
Because I don't think he weighs 215. I don't know. I'm not sure, but
that's heavyweight.
He might because he's strong, dude.
Okay, so how do you guys feel about parents intervening with that kind of friendship? Clearly, huh?
What?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so clearly Adonna's mom had some influence in a way, of course, over, I think it was beyond the letters. I think overall, she probably tried to shield him from, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Certain friends. Can you blame a mother? Wait, I'm gonna toss it to the other side of the fence. Can you blame a mother? Can you blame a mother for raising her child like that, for protecting and shielding her child in that way? And in her eyes, you know, she's not looking at it as I'm breaking up a brotherhood. She's looking at it as I'm trying to separate him from dealing with these kind of, that's why he had to sneak out. Obviously, his mom didn't even know that he was doing these things, like with Dame. So can you blame her as a mother, or should she have let him found his way and still like just kind of found his way when it came to friends and being in touch with friends, no matter what lifestyle they had?
Well,
I disagree. You should go first. Go first.
Go ahead, Greg.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Now, I
wait, which one? Which one? Preemie, go.
I think that she, in her mind, like in her, from her perspective, she's right. Because she, you know, she had to rescue him from a group home. Mm-hmm. And then she finds out that somebody that he was in a group home with is going to jail for pulling a gun, and he's 9 years old. If I'm a parent, I'm telling my kid too. Like, oh yeah, I don't know, man. Your boy disappeared. That's it. Like, I don't know what to think. There's really no reason
for the boy disappeared, but he knows.
Nine years old, and your homie got a gun. And I know he's older too. I know Ray was older. So it's kind of like, so it's kind of like, damn, you got this older dude that you hanging out with, and he's carrying guns and shit. Yeah, man, he in jail now. That nigga in prison. Go sit your ass down somewhere. become an accountant like you was going to, and mind your business. I mean, if Weston never got out of jail, he would have never known anyway. So,
right.
Okay.
And I think it matters. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Premi.
Now I say that shit low key kind of fucked his mama up, because after they got to their little argument, she fucked around and had a stroke and died.
Damn, Premi.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll
she
do
did
it.
Though.
But I think part of it has to do with when he came to live with her and when all of that happened. Because if he was nine, he was still very young. Remember, that's not her biological child.
Right.
It's a child of the mistress. So when she came to, if you go back to Creed 1, he was still in elementary school. So it's around the same age that he came to live with his bonus mom. Miss Felicia, whatever her name is in the evening.
Marianne.
Felicia.
That he came to live with Miss Marianne. I was going to say Miss Felicia, child, whatever. That he came to live with Miss Marianne. And also, I think in that time, it's very, very difficult because you're trying to break him away from what he knows, but he's stuck on this friendship that is hurtful to him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there was a big gap of time between him coming to live with her and that situation.
And that happening, because it looked like it happened.
I think it was very close, maybe within a couple of years. Had even been the same year. And because of the fact that he was at least, 2 to 3 years older? Mm-hmm. At least?
He looked at like a whole 5 years older.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and we need to talk about that,
like he was a teenager. So there was at least 5 years in between.
Make sure we go back to that.
In that regard, no, she was doing what she felt was best to get him on a straight and narrow path. Now, probably what she went wrong is she never told him
about
the letters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She never told him about the letters, and he had to find them. That's where the argument and the hurt came from.
Yeah. Because
you could have told me that way, maybe I would have been more proactive in communicating versus just severing it and going out like punk way.
She was just being a mother. I mean,
hey, Chris.
You know, mothers are, you know, they're nurturing and, you know, they want to protect you from the boogeyman and stuff like that, you know.
I like.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, she wasn't wrong, but she was wrong by not letting this man know, understanding that, you know, this is this man's friend. Like, listen, you know, Junior, you know, buddy got locked up. He tried to write you letters, you know. He wrote
at
you
some
letters.
Point.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he did try to reach out, but I was trying to protect you because I didn't want you to end up like him.
Okay, transparency. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Is you finished or is you dead?
I'll pause for you.
His pauses are very pausey.
Very pausey. What? So just to piggyback what everyone is saying, it looks like we all agree. Yes, she was being a mother. Mothers are nurturing. No matter how you try, no matter what you do, kids are gonna be kids, whether they're 9 years old or 39 years old. I think whatever they have in the back of their mind to do, they're gonna do it anyway. Yeah. So she did what she could and she did what was best. But I would take it a step further and say that she wasn't just protecting him from Dame. From what I gathered, she was protecting him from that whole lifestyle, that fighting period. Because when she first met him in the group, in juvie, he was fighting. He was all bloodied up. He was banged up from fighting. Oh. So she took one look at him and was basically like, just like your father. She knew he had the mind of a fighter. He was going to fight regardless. And she tried to keep him from that and shield him from that as much as possible because she didn't want him ending up going through what his father went through. Fight nights where he's coming home banged up, where he has to be helped upstairs, where he has to seek medical help. I think she just wanted to block out him having the desire to fight, but he ended up doing it anyway.
Do you think it's possible for a parent to deter a child's like innate passion to do something? Or do you think it's possible? And go ahead, Chris.
She can block it temporarily.
Temporarily, right.
The thing is, it's in him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's a seed from the father. Mm-hmm. It's in him. It's in him to fight. You know what I'm saying? His father was a fighter. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, she was trying to protect him from that lifestyle. But really what she was doing was really kind of sheltering him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at nine years old, you know, okay, yeah, he shouldn't be out there late at night, you know, with the hoodlums and stuff like that. You know, eventually he was gonna find himself fighting. That interest was always there. You know, he's gonna find his way in school, he's gonna end up fighting. You know, somebody step on his nice J's, you know, and whatever. You
know, he got a hot head.
You know, it's in him. Because you saw when he walked up to Buddy after Buddy took the title, and Buddy said, man, what set you claim or whatever, and man punched him in the face.
You know, Baby Creed.
It's in him.
Yeah.
It's in him. You know what I'm saying? You know, that at that point, he was done talking.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know, but you saw that when he finally went to talk to his boy that was locked up, you know, he had remorse because Buddy punched him in his face, mm-hmm. and he ain't jump up and punch him back.
Right.
He couldn't punch him back. That nigga was surrounded with niggas.
He was by himself. It wouldn't have been
so. Do you?
It wasn't gonna be a smart idea for him to do that though.
And you can tell, like, he has matured. I like that they showed a character.
But I probably still would have hit him.
Character development.
Yeah, character development. But no, you wouldn't.
I would have, because
so you're like, all right, so this is going to be the last image I see, pretty much, is what I'm going to tell myself.
I would have said the ass one like me. Like,
one in the people against one person.
You're not going to hit me. I'm sorry about
that. I feel you.
You got to think smart. You got to think.
That's what I'm saying. In that moment, I can't say I would not, because
at that moment, it's time to pull out a gun because I'm outnumbered. I'm sorry. I'm not finna try to fight.
If I don't got that on me, my mind might just think, first thing, hit back. Reflex. Sorry.
Well, my mind would have been like, all right, that's what you want to do. Hey, call your dogs down. We can handle this right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, the winner get to walk off and chill. You know what I mean? If we going to do this, we're going to do this how we used to do it. You know what I mean?
Ain't
no shooting, ain't no guns, you know what I'm saying? Listen,
hey,
whoever get dropped, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you seen,
like, as I would love for that to be the outcome, but
he had his so-called goon did walk up with the gun and he took it from him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but he wouldn't have shot him. I don't think
he would have let them boys shoot.
In the heat of the moment, we don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Been
somebody else.
Nah,
it would have been somebody else heated, and
it was different. It was different. It was definitely different. I don't think he would have let him shoot, because
he took the gun.
As you could see,
as
you could see when he lost,
they respected him. At the end of the day, they weren't gonna shoot if he didn't say.
That's what I'm saying. It was still a mutual respect.
Yeah, they're gonna beat it.
He was gonna get laid out.
They were so out. They would have jumped him like he was supposed to get jumped that night.
every movie,
when you see the leader get taken out, what happened? The people that stand there like,
he gone.
Right. Who is the new leader?
Like, nigga, you're your own leader? Like, get out of here.
I'm your leader now.
So let's go back to the gate, the age gap that Preemie was discussing. That yeah,
first of all,
reference. Yeah.
Listen. It's look not- at me when I say this. All right?
Okay.
This movie is so goddamn unrealistic.
I knew he was gonna say that.
No way in hell. That's imagine if one day y'all was chilling with me and then tomorrow y'all saw me in the ring on HBO
hanging up
for the championship. No fight, no prior fight, just out
of I'm
46 and I'm beating on the number one champion in the world. Somebody need to rewrite this script.
They can bend the rules.
So they
had nobody else to call on, Preemie.
There's no other heavyweight boxers in the entire world. They had to get the one nigga got out of prison.
The one angry prison. Yeah.
But I thought their angle was supposed to be the underdog story.
This is not an underdog.
Okay. It was sped up. Okay.
Yeah, okay. He wanted it to happen real fast.
It was time jump.
He had one fight. He was undisputed.
He was the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. But Adonis was like, it don't work like that. Remember, Adonis was like, yo, it don't work.
Yeah, he
like,
wanted him to, you know, do yeah, it the right way.
He set him up with a couple different, and then over time, yeah. I mean, I feel like they just did the time jump without showing
the at progress. Least
maybe a year.
But I'm saying, what time jump? Because he didn't have any other fights.
He didn't. He just had that one. He just had
the
one.
But he's the man.
And you know what's crazy?
This man
been in jail for 18 years. Mind you, 18 years in prison, nigga, right? Nigga get out of jail, he win the fight. That's already enough for me to be like, all right, this movie's going nuts. Then the next scene, well, yeah, this nigga's in a Skyrise mansion. Get the fuck
right.
The money came quick.
I'm not gonna lie. I think 18 years was an extreme sentence for them to mention. I don't know. It was kind of stupid to me. I don't know.
Nah, they said he got extra years in jail for doing something behind. Like
he had priors. That wasn't his first offense.
Okay.
He had priors, yeah. and then he said he got his time extended because he did something else dumb in jail.
Yeah. Okay. He got anger problem.
Anger problem.
Obviously, you can see this nigga. He hired somebody to beat up Drago and stab him.
He set that man up, and I saw that, I was like, okay.
When that picture came out, that was it. I was like, oh, he tried it.
That's calculated.
Do you know that nigga? He a mental mastermind for real. Because how do you get somebody to come out of jail and go back to jail for you?
First of all, how did man even get invited to the party when only you was invited?
See, I like the way you think it. You see what I'm saying? You think it like me. Look at what's going on. You're asking the real questions.
I had to go see. I did turn it back on, but then I didn't finish it again. But
listen,
I saw that part.
Y'all forgetting one thing.
When he was there talking to the dude at the table, and I'm like, I missed that the first time I saw this. Like, what?
Y'all missing one thing, man. It's a movie.
But they made it into a story, so we're talking about
the story. Because that's real life shit that goes on, like it's for real.
So we're gonna say he rented the high rise.
Yes.
Someone in the comment section said it was a rental. So we're gonna say
it was a rental.
Yeah. How he get the number to ESPN to call ESPN on the phone?
Hey, you see how fast that was?
Right? Put me on the phone with Stephen A.
He knew everybody already.
So he just got everybody.
Michael B. Jordan gonna pay for his crimes. All right, he's gonna pay for his crimes. That movie is criminal.
Oh my god, that movie criminal, man.
It was a lot of unreal, but listen, it was Mike's first time directing. Y'all give him a little bit of
he had some real good scenes. There was like this one scene where they were fighting, and the crowd left, and I was like, damn, this is like
that was powerful.
That was my favorite part. That was genius.
Yeah, that was good.
It gave me chills.
You can tell he watched anime. Yeah, he be watching too much anime for real. You can tell.
He actually is a fan of anime. I love on that.
I am.
Yeah.
Because some of those scenes really were like real anime scenes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. A lot like that. There was one scene where he punches Creed in the stomach and the sweat comes off his back. Yeah. I want to say it's from this anime called Baki. I'm not positive, so don't get... I know the anime has...
They're
going to
come for you.
My bad, bro. But like, I don't know if it's from... I think it's from Baki because I'm watching Baki now, but... Yeah, I think it was from that one. And
Baki.
There was another scene too where like he's like swaying back and forth. And that's from another anime too. I just don't remember that.
Wow.
It was a lot of good callbacks. I like that.
I ain't watched anime since Voltron, man. So
since what? Shit.
What?
Since I thought you were on
Wait, you know, the old school Ronin, anime.
Yeah, the Ronin Warriors and all of those. You know, that was the last time.
You are old man, Chris. What
day?
She said what day?
Hey, don't let talk to you like that, bro.
I'm just saying. Hey, y'all didn't even know how old I was until I just said what I said.
I still don't know how old you
are. That don't mean you old too. What?
Voltron.
You probably just grew up on it. You know, we don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, because
that's my brother's. That's my brother's era. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Okay, now about the crowd disappearing, I want to talk about that scene. You saw how they saw each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were fighting the past version of one another, right? Or whatever
they saw. They were fighting what they saw of each other.
What they saw of each other. Have you guys ever had a grudge with someone or had a frenemy or anything like that where no matter what, when you were in their presence, all you were reminded about or triggered by was whatever caused you guys to be enemies? Like, you just couldn't see past. What'd you say?
I hate niggas right now. I got niggas on my
show. I cannot with this.
I got niggas I'm even with right
okay,
now.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Do they know, nigga, is the question.
Yeah, that's a...
Who, Mom? Mom Bernardo like his ass. He know that.
Hey, you looking at the... You know what it is? It's when he take the phone and he's like, I'm so scared.
He know what it is. He know it's real deep if I see him in the street again. You better leave me the fuck alone, my nigga.
It's on site. Oh, whoa.
Oh, my bad.
It's on site and on site. Okay, it's both on.
Do you think it's fair to only see the past version of somebody when you're dealing with
them? I would say it's not easy to forgive and forget. I know
right. To
learn how to forgive and stuff, but it's some things you just don't forget, and it's not that you don't want to move past it. It's just you sometimes get reminded of what that person did so that the boundary stays in between you and that person. For me, that's how I see it. It just reminds me that, listen, I'm not going back to this place with you ever again. So it's not so much, like, I'd like to say it's not a grudge or it's not something that I'm not constantly reminded of, but technically it's going to take me there once I see the person. It's just a reminder not to go back to that place I was with you before.
Right.
Oh yeah. Definitely. It'll never be the same like how it once was. No.
No.
You know, me and Shu. I was in a situation a couple years ago, man, and it took me a while. I mean, I forgave him, but at the same time, it still would have been, you know, it still would have been on site. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know. And it's crazy because I seen the brother a couple times because, you know, we was inside the same area together, same building, you know, and it took a lot for me not to drag him. But, you know, it was just, you know, Holy Spirit was telling me, like, yo, don't do it. And I had to think about it. I have a son. I got my trucking career.
You know,
I got things I
that you can lose.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why I didn't do it. But now, you know, I could see him, you know, it is what it is. You know, I still don't want them to say too much to me. But
I feel like it ain't really.
You say the wrong thing. That's it.
But you part, that part, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, because they have been said the wrong thing.
Say nothing right to me.
I just really am. I'm always so curious about how men resolve their grudges with other men. You know what I mean? Versus how women resolve our grudges with other beat up bitch ass, right? Is that like how y'all, like, you got to get it out with a fight?
But you know what?
Does that feel like the best way to resolve it?
After you finish fighting, sometimes we end up back friends again. Like, man, you know what, man?
Really?
I need it.
I just need it.
I think it just depends really on how to fight, though, because I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not one of them niggas. I'm sorry. If a nigga knocked me the fuck out, I'm not about to be friends with you tomorrow. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what
you're not gonna respect this person. Even if he was wrong.
If I slapped his mama and took his macaroni and cheese, if he knocked me out, we finna fight again until I get my knockout.
But then you started this shit though, Pre.
Like, I'm gonna start it again. I'm gonna start it again.
So that's pride.
I respect it. I really respect it. I mean, it's sometimes I be in the gym and like when I'm fighting certain people, like I spar certain people, we may not be the best of friends or not like each other, or may not even know each other, but we'll like shake hands and become friends after we're done sparring each other. But I think that's because usually nobody's going home really hurt. We both going home kind of learning something.
Adrenaline.
Now, if I knock you the fuck out, now you go home thinking, this nigga done turned my brain off for a good 10 minutes. Now I gotta rethink shit.
You gonna take it personal.
My whole entire body. I'm gonna take that shit personally.
Okay.
Maybe
they might be like, dang, I did fuck up though.
If what?
April still stuck on that. You try to get Prima to reason, girl.
Cause you started, like, you gotta understand, you started it. Why would you not?
I'm gonna start it again.
She's definitely a fireball.
Nah, but in sports, you know, I've been there, you know, me and my teammate, and we were close, we were like brothers. It was a couple of times me and him, you know, because, you know, me and him, I would play defense, he played offense. It was, you know, like a rivalry. It's always a rivalry in practice, like a scrimmage. And then sometimes, you know, things get chippy, you know, so we get each other faced, like we're going to fight for real. And sometimes teammates walk in between us, words get exchanged, you know. But then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, and everything, you know, everybody calm down. Like, hey, bro, man, my bad, whatever. Blah, this squad, you know, the next Kool-Aid on me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
You know, it all depends. It all depends. But that right there, it was definitely bad blood because he was locked up in prison for 18 years. And Michael B. Anthony was in Stardom, you know? So... You know, it's like, hey, dog, like you didn't even come back and check on me. You all on the TV, billboard.
I watch every last one of your fights. Like, okay, yeah. So you respect him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, dog, if you want for me, bro, you probably.
I think he said that too.
He definitely said that, and I don't believe that. I really don't.
You know? I think y'all skipping over the most important shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, baby.
My nigga Dame was in jail for 18 years, bro. He ain't touched no cheeks for 18 years. If I get out of jail and I see a nigga living the life I want to live, I'm gonna ask that nigga for the man's wife too.
They did go out for lunch and he did offer to give him some of his, you know, get him back on his feet. But he said no, nigga.
Premium said it was too late. It's too late, Premium.
That's pity. That's pity money.
It don't matter. That's just a start off. That's my pity nigga. Money. Like, I'm gonna get this to you now. You can get that up later, but let's get you on your feet.
Like he said, where the titty money at?
Where the titty money at?
Titty money, man.
You ain't get out here to be no titty money. Like, what?
Nigga, I know the first thing Dave did when he got out of jail, okay? I know damn well he wasn't worried about no goddamn money. He was worried about some ass.
Okay, of course. Absolutely.
And Dame
well, could have a girl.
That money would have gotten in that premium.
What are we in that high rise? Premium,
what are we in the high rise?
What are we?
He had,
Adonis couldn't give him what he needed. Okay, he needed to go get it.
So that would have been what he should have offered. So you're saying he should, a real should have like, hey, offered.
I got some bitches for you. It would have been like, oh,
and you think that would have solved nothing?
This is what I'm talking about.
Y'all missed it though. Y'all missed
it. Listen, it's two niggas in here. We telling you what we need.
Okay. You telling me no. Okay. I'm listening.
We need that.
But look how fast he got that though. It don't matter. You was gonna get that one quick nut and then what? You back at square one. I need some money.
Okay, and then I
need to do it. So why would you not take this money now? Take this money now. You can get more later. And then now let's go to a script club, take this little money that I just gave you, and you can get some ass that way.
That's irresponsible. If I get out of jail, right?
Man, listen. Y'all still missing it. I'm
going to give y'all some bread.
Chris said,
go do your thing. And I spend that at the strip club. I'm irresponsible, nigga. I ain't even got a crib yet. I need ass first so I can think about how I'm going to live my life.
Oh, so he can't think straight.
So I can think straight.
Okay, I can see that.
Y'all missing the point, though. Y'all missing the point. The man was looking at his wife.
I didn't know how I felt about.
I saw that, but then
that's why he said
you got to go. You can't.
When?
He brought the man's wife flowers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And but that was his first time coming to the house.
Yeah. That was his first time coming.
He was gonna know his wife. If we're meeting for the first time,
I'm an old friend.
I felt it easy when that happened to me.
I'm not doing it.
Okay,
somebody bring my wife flowers.
And then keep complimenting me. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
And then at the party, remember he found her at the party to talk to her.
After he talked to dude that I saw in the bed. That's why all that junk went down.
He was looking at that. He was looking at that.
And that's when he said, you're living the life that I essentially gave you.
I mean, at the party, yes, I felt like he was too close for comfort with the questions and, you know, being that close to his wife and then saying stuff he shouldn't say. But I guess I didn't think anything of
picked up on it at the house.
The first time he was meeting her, they're coming to their home. So you're just bringing a, you know, peace offering.
I thought it was like a peace offering.
Me too.
Nah, I would have checked him at the house. I'm sorry. Hey man, listen, I understand. He couldn't afford the flowers. I know it's been 18 years, but bro, he could have got some raggedy flowers anyway.
Could have got some stellars.
Why does it matter if the flowers were raggedy?
I don't like them, so you already know how it is.
Now, them flowers were not the best.
He could have picked it up along the way.
Went to Publix and got some.
No, they don't look like Publix flowers. Like, stop.
Hey, I'm a little stupid when it come down. Like, if I'm married, nah, don't bring my woman no flowers. You know, don't do, nah, no.
All right, I respect it. Don't keep complimenting her.
I know she fine. I see her every day. You know what I'm saying? Wait, listen, you're married.
Mm-hmm. If somebody brought your wife flowers,
Can I say something real quick? I can see where they're coming from with it because it's a peace offering. I wouldn't see nothing wrong with it, but I can see where it's something wrong because you only brought her something and you didn't bring him anything. You know what I'm saying? He could have brought the flowers and a bottle of wine. You know, this is for your wife. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for welcoming to your home. And this is for you, my dog. Like, heck or something.
You come to somebody's house, you bring them a house gift, homie.
Here's flowers.
You bring no flowers.
Not for your wife.
Bottle of wine.
So wait a minute, hold on.
But it has to do with the fact that they're in an uneasy place. So he doesn't know why you're here.
There ain't no easy place, man.
He invited him. I mean, in the back of his head, remember, Creed doesn't really know like what Dame wants.
Okay, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Do, from he that doesn't. From that lunch. Yes, he did.
At that time, then, no.
I honestly feel like he kind of felt some kind of way when he was over there because he felt uneasy.
That's what, exactly.
He felt uneasy the whole time. You know what I'm saying? But
he wasn't comfortable with him in his house.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, yeah, man, you know, man, you got a fine young thing over there, boy. You know, listen, hey, he had to get out instantly. You know
instantly?
What I'm saying?
Right after instantly? He just got out of prison.
Nah, you had to get out my house.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, you out of order. You out of order, dog. Hey.
Well, you could have been like,
all right,
friend,
all right,
I know my wife fine.
Nah, ain't no
all right.
And
I'm going to be side-eyeing you. But if anyone, and so no one's ever complimented your partner and said, you have a beautiful
wife, you have a beautiful home.
Yeah, but you can feel the aura off of a person, man. You're like, man, oh, man, your wife, oh, man, she looks great, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then leave it at that.
You're right. Yeah. Because we know what to say and what not to say, homie. I'm not going to go to Christmas.
Ladies, y'all know the difference when a woman is around you and she says something funny and you're looking like, you need to stay away from my, like, you can't be too close. Like, I don't know if y'all have been in those.
Well, the energy and the way they carry themselves around.
You'll feel the energy, like, it doesn't feel right. Like, homegirl, you might have a Jezebel spirit. You can't be around here. This
if it's a woman, you have that.
It's the same thing.
Furthermore, before she even took that flower, she should have looked at her husband first. Is it okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it okay?
Wait.
You better not say one word, Pete.
I ain't doing that.
We're not even going to have the dinner. The dinner already ended. We can't get past the flowers.
Is Pretty saying
for her not to accept it, or
no? I'm gonna say, listen, if I invite somebody to my house and the dude bring my girl flowers, right, and my girl take the flowers, I'm not gonna say anything at the time. I'm probably gonna wait until after everything's done. I'm gonna see how she felt about it. If she was like, it was so nice that he brought me flowers. He's such a nice guy. I'm gonna look at my girl like, are you dumb?
Okay.
Her first reaction to be, why the fuck did he bring me flowers? That's weird. Let me go do something with these. Like, if she feels like that's okay, then we need to have a conversation. I feel like it's a little weird. Because I think if a girl,
you need to have a conversation with her, you need to have a conversation with your friend.
I need to have a conversation with my girl first.
Because at the end of the day, what if she's not taking it in that aspect of it? Like, okay, he's being nice. Like, he's giving me some flowers. Like, what's
all right, so next time I invite my homegirl over and she bring me some shit. I want to hear
what's some shit, though.
But here we go.
What's some shit?
Here we go.
You can't even say what shit. What?
I said, y'all like flowers, right? We like video games. So when she come in here and bring me the new Cyberpunk, I don't want to hear shit.
Oh, my God.
That's because she's your friend and she know you play games. I'm going to be mad at that because she brought you a game.
Flowers decorate the house.
Thank you, friend, for buying his game because I
ain't. Let him with the phone.
No. It's all about, it's really all about the respect when it comes down to a dude. That's why I said she should have looked at her husband first. Like, you know, like, yo, is this okay? I look at it like this. You know, and I ain't trying to base her like a child. She's not. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, she's looking at, that's her head. You know, your child gonna look at you like, you know, even if it was you telling your child, if somebody offer your child something, your child should be, you know, like, is it okay? You know what I'm saying? Your wife, which is, you know, you protecting her and she's your rib. You know, y'all leader, but at the same time, this is illegal to have two heads. You know what I'm saying? So one got to be the head, one be the neck, you know, but like, baby, you know, yeah, baby, good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know, the thing
is...
It's
your friend. It's not my friend.
But wait, I get where you're coming from, but I get it, you ain't tell me about your past. You ain't tell me what this beef y'all got going on for me to even be like, oh, I don't want to accept these.
No,
people.
It ain't
got
to be a beef. It could be my best friend.
About a beef.
That's a touche, though, if you're not telling
but
me.
But you still, if you're not communicating, but if I'm your woman and you're supposed to be my head, you still got to keep me in the loop. I'm coming to you.
I'm saying, what
loop?
Whatever happened in your past. I probably told you my whole past and what happened to me and stuff like that. And then this man, oh, he just pops the fuck up. And all of a sudden you, oh, yeah, I just met Damien. Okay, who the fuck is Damien?
I think about this. Let's say your homegirl came to visit you from out of prison and she's still fine. Jana Butch, you know.
First of all, before she even bring her ass to my house, my man gonna already know about this old friend of mine that done went to jail. We're gonna have some understanding. And she ain't better come to my house like that. If I already know what type of friend I have.
We're meeting in public. Wait.
Okay.
We're talking about the movie setting.
Okay. Let's get back to the movie.
Let's keep it there. Your homegirl come to the house. And she bring that man, she somehow know that man like Jordans or whatever.
Okay.
And she bring them, she bring on the right Jordan, size.
She bring on the right size. Because bitches, Jordans, flowers ain't shit. Flowers die. Shoes don't fit. You wear shit every day and I got to remember these the shoes that she bought.
Women want flowers though.
Let me
drink some water.
Don't play with me.
I gotta drink more water too, dog.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Go ahead and drink that water.
Where we at? Okay. Okay.
No, here's a silly question. Would it have made a difference if it was an aloe plant?
Girl, what the fuck?
That's a logic question. Hey, let's talk about it.
The bug-ass aloe plant come in here versus a bouquet of flowers.
If it was an aloe plant, would it be?
That's worse.
Would it be aloe plant? Would it have made a difference? Wait.
He said it's worse. Okay. Why is it worse, Creamy?
Let me tell you why it's worse, right?
Because it's good for your skin.
it got. First of all, aloe is very, very low maintenance. You ain't got to do too much to keep it alive, right? So now that shit's going to sit in my house longer. You know what the fuck you're doing, motherfucker.
Yeah, there is no way it's okay.
You trying to make some shit survive, nigga. You trying to make it stay in my house long. And then you wanted to cut the branch off and use the aloe on the skin. You're not for the play with me. I'm not one of these niggas.
You're
going to be thinking. I know what the fuck going on.
And every time you see the aloe plant, you think of, she think of Dame. Oh, that's so random.
That's a symbol of our friendship. It just
come on, man. Buff ass nigga in my house giving aloe plants. Nigga, fuck him.
He calculated. He's tapping into the emotion.
Yeah, but the thing is, all in all,
mm-hmm.
You do not bring your homeboy significant other a gift like that. You just don't.
With Dame operating out of pain and with Donna's knowing that, do you think Donna should have had Dame in his vicinity like that, knowing that Dame is operating out of pain? Because Coach Tony was telling him, watch your back. Do y'all agree with Coach Tony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
because Coach Tony's strong.
I agree with him the whole time. Donna was operating out of guilt. Yeah,
right.
Dame had pain. Adonis had guilt.
So they were. Right. He was overcompensating for time lapse and not reaching out and all this kind of stuff. He was pretty much kind of like putting himself out to the wolf. Mm-hmm.
Because and I think that made him blind.
He was naive.
Right.
He was living in a world of naivety.
You gotta remember, he was also doing a whole lot of other stuff. So a little bit of distraction was going on, so he couldn't really dissect his homeboy,
right?
You know, and all his motives.
Touche. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing when you dealing with an ex, you know, especially if one of y'all is always busy, got stuff going on, your ex got time to plan and plot on you what she gonna do or what he's gonna do to her. Whatever, you know,
been there.
I try to stay under the radar, you know. I don't want y'all to think for me. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm trying
to be like,
I don't want to sit on the couch, you know. But listen.
Okay.
Listen, if your mind is on whatever it is that on your normal routine, You know what I'm saying? So you're not really thinking about the plots and the plans what a hurt person got. Okay. Because you ain't thinking about it. You okay. know what I'm saying? So Buddy had time. He had time to set all of this up.
Okay.
But once he got his attention, he got his attention.
That was it. Okay. Because I think ultimately he wanted to fight Adonis in the end. It wasn't just about the championship.
He wanted his title.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, he wanted his title. He said it.
I absolutely agree.
So
he wanted to shame him in front of his lady. That's what he wanted to do.
Oh my gosh. He did.
Bought his lady flowers and everything else, talking about how fine she was.
So premeditated.
Yeah, you better listen, yeah.
Do you okay? Premeditated. The conversation they had at the end of the movie. So you see that he opened up and said, Donnie, this was not your fault. Me, like, do y'all agree with, because Dame said that to Don. He did say that. This is not your fault. We were just kids. So but he's alleviating.
He was lying.
He lost.
He didn't want to say that.
You think he was probably
going to say that. Man. You got your ass whooped.
He lost.
Wait.
He lost his pride. I was just in my business and shit. That's what he was saying. He was saying it wasn't on him.
Oh, sorry. You're meaning at the end.
Yeah.
The conversation after they
that seemed very manly after they fought and was just like, but I wonder if he would have said that if he won.
No.
So ask what humble you. So
that's why some people need him.
He won, right?
If he would have won, he would not have been like that
if he won. He would have still been mostly.
He would have still been that same Damien.
Nah, Dame. That's listen, crazy, Dame would have been on ESPN the next day
talking so much junk.
Receiving that, yeah. You see what I did there? Yeah,
I told y'all. Yeah. I told y'all he was weak. I told y'all.
I told you, man. And then he would have made a public shout out to his old lady because, you know, he kept talking about how fine she was. And that she should have been in her career.
But she told him her reason why she's not there.
So,
but he was like, you're not happy being on the sidelines.
Right.
You want to be back on the stage. I know you do. So it's like he was trying to deep in the back of the. He was trying to get in her
head.
But
Don ain't do nothing about it. He ain't say nothing. So he should have said something.
We got a comment in the audience section.
Who is this Sean Ellis?
Somebody said, I beat Preemie and B-Ball and basketball.
He's lying.
Who is that? Preemie.
I want to give y'all a full rundown on how this
is. That?
To be real, Sean is like my name. You know what I'm saying? When I was younger, he used to be the youth pastor at the church I was going to. And I was the youth. You know what I mean? They used to invite me to the church because I would bring a lot of people and stuff. So one time they had me play one-on-one against the youth pastors in front of the entire church. And as a kid, I beat them so bad that like it just looked bad. You know what I mean? Imagine all the kids, they all going for me and all the adults seeing him getting crossed. He's falling on the floor. In my head, I was like that nigga. I was doing reverse layups in the name of the Lord and type shit.
Oh my gosh!
It was nuts. Yeah, I mean, it was real. It was real crazy, and it looked bad. So when the game ended, you know, he lost it was probably like 21-7 or some shit. It blew him out. So you know, ever since then, he ain't never felt the same. You know what I mean, and he always felt the way he got a
Here you go.
When he see me doing good, he got it. You gotta feel a certain way. So that's my boy, but you know, ask him.
That's hilarious.
He said, here you go. He's laughing right now.
Sean, I know you can see me right now.
He's laughing.
I know. Don't try to get up in here like, tell these people the truth, or I'm gonna tell the pastor to come on here and regulate.
Look at you.
Right.
Calm down, Preemie. Calm down.
Wait,
he came for your juggler just then, huh? My
okay, capacity. Okay.
Ooh.
That's funny.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh.
I loved it. But guys, this was a really good conversation. And the ending comments about the movie. I think the movie was amazing. I think the depiction of brotherhood, how there's so many layers, how you can forgive, but you can't forget. It's a lot behind it. And then like the relationship aspect between Don and his woman. And it was, I love the movie overall, but how do y'all feel about it?
It was good.
It was really good.
Yeah. He did a good job. He could have at least stretched the, you know, understanding of Damien, like getting back on his feet, being a boxer, not just jump from coming out of jail and get back into it. Like,
it's okay. Heavyweight champion of the world. One
so fight. I guess what Dame is saying, I've been practicing for 18 years. What? So I guess Dame is like, I've been practicing for 18 years.
In the jailhouse, beating up on people.
That's how he got somebody to come beat up on.
Exactly. You had your time before you went in and you training in the jailhouse. Stop.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good movie. I thought Creed 2 was better though. I like Creed 2 better.
I said the same thing.
I didn't watch Creed 2. Creed 2 was lit,
but I like Creed.
Creed 1 was good. There's a lot of things you can pick apart, of course. Biggest thing is like, you know, dealing with your past so that you can move towards your future.
Obviously,
Adonis didn't do that because his past kind of came back around to haunt him. It was affecting his marriage at a point. So I think it's really important you go back to your past, deal with it so that you can move on to your future. Absolutely. Just deal with it. That's it.
Absolutely.
Overall, great movie. Everything about it was wonderful.
Absolutely. Is there a Creed 4 coming out or something?
I think it's going to be his daughter.
It might be baby girl.
Little girl says she wants to go fight him.
I think that's going to be very interesting.
He
might end up training her.
She's hearing impaired. So I think it's going to be very interesting.
The spirit of a fighter being in you, I think it's in the little girl. She was fighting,
and she's whooping tail in that.
You don't rip my picture.
That's
what happens when you bother somebody.
That's true.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
When the movie ended,
I looked over and I told my girl, I was like, "Damn, I think this might be the end of it," because he didn't really do anything to like lead us into there might be a green four. But now that you say that she ripped the paper and then like beat the girl up. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
And then at the end, they're practicing in the ring. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean, he stated his opinion about Damien and Dunn's wife. He said he don't think that he was trying to get with his wife. He think he was just basically trying to connect his story to hers and seeing someone else sing her songs. So basically trying to connect their...
I just think in general
people that come, you know, out of situations, I won't say just jail, just out of situations, they're just awkward,
relate with you, yeah, in some type of way. Okay.
I ain't bring him home, boy.
Yeah, penitentiary. Right. I'm trying to think.
Shouldn't have came to his house though. At the end of the day, they should have come to a restaurant or something.
Put him at in public.
Yeah.
There was way too much trust and naive
guilt.
I think that's a lesson
in and of itself, though, like not allowing guilt to cause you to make decisions that you would not typically allow, not allowing wisdom to rule in these situations because you're feeling bad over something that happened however many years ago.
Absolutely.
Like, we still have to operate in wisdom, and not everybody is going to be who you thought they were at that time.
You're another person.
Exactly. You weren't there for the evolution of that person. So you really don't know who this person is. You have to relearn them. What are their standards? What's their moral code? What's their belief system? How do they see things now? Like, yeah, that's a...
She's like, no. No.
No.
Well, hey.
Yeah, I love
those who labor among you, man.
No. Oh, I like that. Say that again.
Know those who labor among you. You know what I'm saying? I understand that's his boy, you know, but he still felt uneasy the whole time he was with him. So he felt like something was up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he also felt like he needed to apologize on some things that he ain't come see him because
he did. I'm glad he did.
Yeah, he felt guilty a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad he did.
And then, you know, of course, Dame, you know, he being man, Angel fault. We good, dog. We good.
It's
you know,
sad that it took all that to get just to say all
that. Hey, listen, man. Hey.
We could have found this out earlier.
Sometimes you gotta duke it
sometimes
out.
You gotta humble.
We should have did this sooner than later, bro.
Men, listen.
Men are different in how they resolve things.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I've been in fights and then me and Buddy, we was cool after that. You know what I'm saying? So
it's like y'all have to, it's like y'all have so much
anger.
They have to get that testosterone like, to even back out. Like
it's just like when a lion, you know, another lion try to run up on the lion's lady. You know, they gonna fight, you know, whoever, you know, win that battle. Gonna take the lady. You know what I'm saying? So it's testosterone, man.
Yeah. Okay, respect. Long as it gets done, right? Long as it gets resolved. Okay. Well, thank y'all so much.
So you do either or talking out.
I gotta go watch my Abbott Elementary. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for participating in this conversation, Preemie and Chris. The male perspective is we respect it, we need it, we love it. Y'all so much. Right, thank you, ladies. Like, Preemie is wild.
The amount of times he made us look him in the
eye.
Very serious, okay?
I beat your ass. Bring my wife.
Don't bring my wife no fucking flowers.
Don't bring my wife some garlic bread. Or no.
You're right. Okay, a teddy bear.
Right. No.
That's worse, right?
Snicker bar.
Bring it to the bed. I'm gonna treat you like you gonna treat the teddy bear.
No, chocolate. That's intimate. That's too intimate.
That's very intimate. That's more intimate than flowers. See that? I would raise my eyebrow. A teddy bear or a chocolate.
Nigga, I always tell people bring.